Just over a year ago, Dr. Li Wenliang died of COVID-19. He might be better known as the Wuhan whistleblower, the doctor who warned fellow medics of the new deadly disease. But instead of being listened to, he was told by the authorities to stop making false comments and faced a police investigation. He was a doctor at a hospital in Wuhan where the first case of COVID-19 was detected, and he himself caught the illness while treating patients and died from it. If only he'd been allowed freedom of speech to tell the world, how much better would our lives have been? Freedom of speech is vital. But it's hard. It means allowing people we disagree with to speak up, people who may cause us trouble. Free speech is vital more than ever, and yet our Scottish Government is getting close to restricting free speech. The government's rightly exploring a bill to stop hate speech, but finds it hard to get the balance right and has been pushed to protect minority groups suffering hate speech. It's rightly trying to uphold freedom of expression for religious, non-religious and moral beliefs, but is trying to balance that with restrictions against speech about sexual, gender and other moral issues, where some religions, for example, may have views that we strongly disagree with. How to protect groups whose views others disagree with is central to a civilised society, but equally so is allowing disagreement in public, provided it doesn't provoke hatred in strong ways. Speaking the truth in love is a central Christian maxim, and I think can be the guidelines for us all, without legalities. There must be an onus on everyone to speak the truth in a way that does not engender hate, but equally we must be open to hearing views we strongly disagree with and find hurtful. As a Christian, I felt little protection from those who condemn, mock and hate Christian views, but I don't want these views to be legally stopped. Rather, I want to debate and discuss openly differences and show the reasonableness of Christianity. Especially, it's vital that honest, open discussion is allowed and that views about religion or morality we don't agree with are allowed to be expressed and discussed. Comedians have expressed concern some of their jokes would no longer be allowed. Again, Christians face such harsh jokes, but we also recognise that humour can be helpful in so many situations and even help us find new ways forward. It's such a fine line, but we need to be very careful about laws that restrain free speech. If we are to have such freedom, it's up to all of us to speak up when people or governments go over the mark, as in China. And it's up to all of us to speak not with hate, but with openness day by day. The government must not rush to get this balance wrong.